What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Tide Talk Live. Stacey Blackwood, joined as always by my good buddy Jake Thomas. Jake, what's up, man?
Man, it's going great. It's going great, man. We've got, you know, we've got college football. We've got hurricanes. We got colder weather. It's getting a little crazy right now around here. But yeah, I'm doing great, man. And good to be on here tonight with you.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely an exciting time of year. SEC season is really starting to kick off now. Alabama has one game under their belt so far, and we're going to be talking about the Arkansas game here in just a few minutes. But as always, if you're not already, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and give this video a thumbs up, and jump in the comment section and give us your score predictions for the Alabama-Arkansas game, which is coming up this Saturday up in Fayetteville. But, Jake, before we really talk about that, you know, we usually do a recap show of the previous game. Yeah. But due to some time constraints, we're going to skip that this week. And just real quick, like, just give us your thoughts and opinions on how Alabama played this past weekend against Vanderbilt.
Defensively, they're outstanding. You know, we have said, you know, in the offseason, I hate to rag on some of the our Georgia fans, but – this Alabama defense could be better than the Georgia defense from last year, and I wholeheartedly believe that. Nobody's going to run against us. The secondary has made tremendous improvements since last year, and you know, the linebacker and defensive end, we already know how those guys are. Henry Toto is all over the field right now. That's great to see. Justin Igbogbe has been had a very surprising start for me. You know, we talked about him. He needed to step up on the defensive line. He's done that. And Jaheim Otis continues to ball out when he gets his opportunity. Defensively, I don't have no issues. Offensively, it was great to see, you know, finally get Jameer Burton into the, you know, into the column of receptions, get him going a little bit. Ja'Cory Brooks, man, he's you know, showing up here lately too. So, and the offensive line, they're doing great as well. So I'm solely happy with how everything's going at this point in time, this early in the season.
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, on the defense, there's not really much to say. They're one of the best defense, if not the best defense in the country right now. Mm-hmm. Like you said, nobody's going to run against them. The pass defense is top 10 in the country as well. So, all around, the defense is just really, really good. And yeah, Offensively, they're starting to really find their self and find their identity. You can tell that Bryce is becoming more comfortable with his targets, who are, you know, practically all new. I'm glad to see Ja'Cory Brooks, you know, continue to develop and become that kind of go-to target for Bryce Young. It seems like Bryce and Ja'Cory have a little bit better chemistry than what some of the other wideouts do. But you mentioned Jermaine Burton. He saw more targets Saturday than he did the 2 weeks before that. So, you know, it was a real heavy dose of Jermaine Burton week one against Utah State. And then, you know, against Texas and even Louisiana Monroe, he kind of disappeared a little bit. And that's really not his fault. You know, Bryce missed him a couple times.
Yeah.
But he found his way this past week against Vanderbilt, and it just really looks like the offense is kind of finding its way. And I thought against Vanderbilt, Alabama just really had a complete performance against those guys in all three phases of the game. So really good start to the SEC play for Alabama. You know, a 55-3 win over anybody is really good. So
yeah,
especially against the SEC team, even though it is Vanderbilt. But you know, we talked about all season long how this stretch of games that is coming up, Jake, is, you're really going to find out who Alabama is. I mean, the next 6 weeks are just brutal for Alabama, just to put it honestly. And it starts with Arkansas, Jake, on the road. Of course, they're coming off that disappointing loss to Texas A&M. And, you know, Texas A&M really didn't win that game. Arkansas lost that game.
Yeah.
Arkansas was the better team. There's no doubt about it. And you know that's going to be on their minds this week as they prepare for Alabama. You know, they get to go back home, host one of the top teams in the country, and you know those guys are going to be fired up. But Jake, Alabama's what, a 17-point favorite or so in this matchup? What are your thoughts as we kind of near this matchup with the Razorbacks?
You know, I think it was bad. You know, it kind of turned out to be bad timing for Arkansas to lose that game against A&M. They, you know, I know they're going to come out and try to take shots early on to try to get that energy in that building. Their fans are going to be absolute madness, you know, and everything. But Alabama just got to weather the storm, kind of like Texas a few weeks ago. You know, take your shots, you know, weather the storm, You know, KJ Jefferson is going to do his thing. My only concern about Arkansas is who's going to be his targets, wideouts, you know, wise. Wide receiver wise, Hazelwood hadn't really done much yet. He ain't got going. Other than that, he don't really have a lot of options out, you know, that he can rely on. So I think that's going to hinder them a little bit. And on, you know, on the flip side for Bama, Arkansas's secondary and defensive backs, their ratings, their stats are god awful across the board right now. So yeah. Chung had a career day against him last year. He's about to light him up again. And I know that they can stop the run real good, but I think our running attack is getting there with Gibbs and McClellan, Roydell, even Miller. I like to see Miller get a little bit more touches as well. It kind of sets up good for Arkansas, but I think Alabama's got the right hedge right now because some of the things I've been seeing, they've been saying during the press conferences this week. I think they're going in with a good mindset, and I think they're going to take care of business.
Yeah, you know, this is really a good test for this team, not just because Arkansas is a good football team, but it's on the road, Jake, and we know the struggles this Alabama team has had on the road the past couple seasons. I mean, we just saw it a couple weeks ago at Texas. They're just not the same team on the road. And Alabama was not that way under Saban to begin with.
Right.
I say to begin with, for the last 15 years. That's just kind of something that's happened over the last couple of years, and he's even talked about that a little bit, how you know, his players were angry competitors, and I think he really challenged the team when he said that. I think the leaders of the team kind of took that to heart, and I think you're going to see a different Alabama team on the road this week at Arkansas, and not only mentality-wise, but execution-wise. I think the penalties are going to be way down. So I look for Alabama to come out and really be focused on doing the right things at the right time and really executing the game plan. And I'm anxious to see what the game plan is. Because you mentioned, Jake, Arkansas's defensive backfield is not very good. But their pass rush is very good. They lead the nation in sacks, but they are also 85th in the country in pass defense efficiency. So if they don't get to the quarterback and get to him quickly, it's going to be a long day for that Arkansas defense. They're not going to stop Bryce Young and the offense. If they can't get to Bryce in a hurry, it's going to be bad news for the Hogs on defense. And offensively for Arkansas, they're a ground and pound team. Sanders, what's his first name? I know they call him Rocket. I don't know what his actual first name is. I've just heard him called Rocket Sanders, but he's a really good back. We know that KJ Jefferson's a big physical quarterback who's able to get downhill and create plays, you know, running the football as well as through the air. But that's really where the game is going to be decided, Jake, because we know how physical Alabama is up front along the defensive front, and they don't give you nothing on the ground, man. They make people earn it. I mean, Louisiana Monroe ran it about 50 times and only got 70 yards. I mean, it's impossible for, and I know that's Louisiana Monroe, to be a different animal against Arkansas, but my point is that they don't give you nothing. They're not going to give you an inch between Justin Aboibi, Jaheim Otis, Byron Young. And then you look at the middle linebackers and Moody and Toa Toa, how they fill the gaps. It's hard to run against Alabama. And without being able to run the football, it's going to be hard for Arkansas to develop any consistency on offense and moving the football up and down the field.
Absolutely. And we're talking about those linebackers, those defensive guys. There's one guy that still hasn't, you know, coming to his own yet this year, and that's Dallas Turner. He's had a couple of games, but he hasn't made that big play yet. So if you're going to give me a guy to watch out for this week, I think it's going to be Dallas Turner for Alabama on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I know his stats are not, you know, as you know, booming as most fans would like, but you know, stats are not everything. I mean, he's in the backfield all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
he is.
We're not going to get a lot of sacks because every team we play is throwing it in about half a second.
Right. Yeah, they have so, to.
the sack numbers are a little skewed. So Alabama gets plenty of penetration, including Dallas Turner, Justin Aboibi, Byron Young, and of course Will Anderson. But teams are getting rid of the ball. That's why sack numbers are down a little bit. But we get a lot of tackles for loss in the running game, because of guys like Dallas Turner and Will Anderson on the edge, and the guys that we've talked about in the middle of the defense. But But yeah, I would say that it would be great for somebody like a Dallas Turner to kind of really show up and make some splash plays for this Alabama defense. You know, turnovers is something that this defense has not really forced a lot of.
Yeah.
So that could be big in this game as well, because if Alabama forces you to turn the ball over, you can just about wrap it up.
Yeah.
Because Alabama takes care of the ball, you know, most of the time. So if you're losing the turnover battle to Alabama, it's probably going to be a long day for you. So, you know, Coach Saban's mentioned that a couple times this year of how he's hoping this team, he's happy with the defense. Don't get me wrong, but he's wanting them to be a little more, you know, show that ability to force some turnovers. So that is something to watch out for. I like the Dallas Turner pick for kind of a player to watch on the defensive side of the ball, because he hasn't made that, you know, splash play, so to speak, just yet. So that is something interesting to watch out for. And I'm excited to see kind of what Alabama's plan is defensively against KJ Jefferson, because of his ability to run the ball, but he's also an improved passer. So I am anxious to see what the game plan is defensively. I thought Pete Golden had a really good game plan against Vanderbilt, showed a lot of multiple looks, and also against ULM. A lot of different looks, a lot of different packages, not quite as vanilla as what it was against Texas and Utah State.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And, you know, one of the things about a Nick Saban defensive-led team is they struggle with mobile quarterbacks who can run and throw the ball real well. Here, you know, Jefferson had a pretty good game last year against us. But, you know, this team's a lot different than last year's defensive team. They're a lot more experienced. They're a lot more gritty. And I love the attitude, like you said, that you know, Saban has challenged them to, you know, about the toughness of his past teams when they were just played angry all the time. And I think I was reading an article today about Will Anderson pretty much took that to heart, you know, and was talking about how, you know, he's got that mentality and he wants the rest of the team to have it as well.
Yeah, I've seen a difference in the team the last couple of weeks, Jake, especially on the defensive side of the ball, as far as the attitude the players are playing with. Mm-hmm. I think they knew going into the season that they were going to be a really good defense. But I think to take that next step and to be an elite defense, you have to be an angry competitor, like Nick Saban said. And I think you're starting to see that type of attitude from those defensive players. I think Henry Toutou is playing as good as he's played in his entire college career right now. He's playing as good as any linebacker in the country. And when he is on, because Jalen Moody's playing good too, man, that defense is tough, because you know what you have with Will Anderson and Dallas Turner on the edge. And if you get some elite play in the middle, it's lights out for the opposing offense.
And I forgot what the package is called that they use, but when you have Turner, Will Anderson, Braswell, and all three of them guys on the field, my gosh.
Right. I think they're probably calling that Rabbit or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think what they have is they have like Justin Aboigbe is like the only defensive lineman in the game at that point in time. And so, you know, he's a really, you know, an athletic guy to beat, you know, 6'5", 295. So there's a lot of athleticism on the field right there. One thing that was interesting, they had obviously on the edge, it was Turner and Anderson, and then they had Braswell with his hand in the dirt on the inside of Turner. So, I mean, good luck.
if it's
for sure passing situation and those guys are on the field together, good luck.
Yeah. I mean, third and seven, back, you know, you're probably going to have those three guys on the field. And I think
you're going to see some wrinkles out of that. And you may see it this week against a team like Arkansas and KJ Jefferson, Jake, where, you know, you have Chris Braswell with his hand in the dirt, but you still have that threat of maybe a quarterback draw on a third and long. And maybe you use one of them as a spy in that situation. And so I think you may see some different, you know, not just different packages, but, you know, something they're kind of using as a different style of play call to defend a guy like KJ Jefferson, because, you know, AJ Swan for Vanderbilt really wasn't a threat with his feet.
Right.
It was really just pin yours back and get the quarterback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Offensively, I just want to say, you know, offensive line, I think, continues to get better each and every week.
I agree.
You know, they, Tyler Steen, you know, he's done really well for at that left tackle position this year. And I think J.C. Latham has done great at right tackle as well. So I'm very impressed with how the offensive line is growing together. And we've had, but I'm with you, though. We said it last week. Or you said it last week. Tyler Brooker is going to get on that field eventually.
I mean, yeah, and I'm this offensive line, Jake. I really feel like they definitely get better every single week, mm-hmm. and I think once we reach about week 8 or week 9, you're going to be looking at an offensive line that is as good as anybody else's in the country. Where right now, I would say they're top tier. There's no doubt, but I think when it's all said and done, we're going to look back at this offensive line and remember how they were the last quarter of the season and go, man, that was a really good offensive line for Alabama. Because like you mentioned, Tyler Steen has really anchored that left side. He's not All-American level, but he's really good.
He is.
Left guard is really – both guards are really kind of interchangeable at this moment because of not just Emile Ekuor and Javion Cohen, but now Tyler Booker is in the mix as well. I think Dalcourt is showing that he's a really good SEC center. And like you said, J.C. Latham, just every rep he takes, you can see that he is just oozing with All-American talent, and that's what he's going to be before it's all said and done, and most likely a top 10 NFL draft pick here in just a couple years.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's, it's good to see them guys grow together and talking about maturity. We talked about the wide receivers are getting more and more in shape as well.
Yeah. I think the best way to put it is the Alabama offense as a whole outside mm-hmm. of Bryce Young really has mm-hmm. had to grow up. I mean, really right before our eyes in these first few weeks of the season.
And they have.
I don't think it should be a surprise that there's been some bumps in the road. Now, fortunately for Alabama, they've survived all that. They're undefeated right now, number 2 in the country. But I think you're seeing the growth of this team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And like the offensive line that I talked about, the entire offense is going to get better and better each mm-hmm. and every week. We still haven't played with JoJo Earl or Tyler Harrell yet on offense. So there's still a lot of growth this offense can make. And there's going to be some more weapons added to this offense as well. So I think if you're an Alabama fan, it's just, sit back, enjoy it, relax. The best is yet to come is really what I would say about this Alabama offense.
Yep, absolutely. So anything else? Go ahead
ask your question.
I was just going to kind of get an update if you knew anything about Byron Young. Is he going to be able to play this week or?
I'm sure Coach Saban will address that tomorrow. There's nothing concrete yet, but I'm sure Coach Saban will address that tomorrow, either in his teleconference or his normal press conference tomorrow about 6:00 Central. So we'll know more in about 24 hours.
All right.
But real quick on Arkansas, what is interesting about this, Jake, in the Alabama-Arkansas series? When we were kids, this was really kind of a game that was back and forth as a series. Yeah. In fact, when Coach Saban arrived, the series was tied at 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
And now Alabama's won 15 in a row, technically 14 if you have to take away the 2007 win because of some textbook scandal that was ridiculous. But Alabama now has a 22-8 advantage in the series. But before Coach Saban arrived, it was 8-8. Just crazy to think about how close this series was until Coach Saban arrived, and he's really done that to every other team since he's been here. But just an interesting fact about this series between Alabama and Arkansas, a series that really has been played super long because Arkansas hasn't always been the SEC, but a series that I really enjoy because it's really always been, Arkansas has always got a pretty solid program.
Absolutely.
They're never really elite, but they're very rarely bad. They're always, other than the Chad Morris debacle, and the end of the Petrino era and the John L. Smith when he was there. So, but other than that, Jake, they've really been a really good program. And it's really kind of a good benchmark for what Alabama is going to look like the rest of the season. And I think this year's no different, Jake. You look, like we mentioned, Arkansas is a really good team with some really good players. They believe in what they're doing under Sam Pittman, who's done a heck of a job as the head coach there in Fayetteville. And so this is really a good benchmark for this Alabama team because it's on the road. They've been struggling there as of late against a really good team with a mobile quarterback, and a team that believes in what they're doing, and they believe they can beat Alabama. So it's a really good test for Alabama. We're going to find out about this team, the mental makeup of this team. Can they finally put the road woes behind them, get back to that angry competitive nature that has made this Alabama program so strong over the last 15 years? But I think I'm really excited about it because I think we're going to know a lot about this team come Saturday night.
Absolutely. And real quick, I'm going to give my score position. I think we said it was like 17.5. You think they cover? I mean,
that's tough. That is tough.
I'm right there at them covering. I'm thinking it's going to be like a 38-21, maybe 38-24 type game, you know.
That's kind of what I'm thinking too, Jake. I may even say I think Alabama most of the time, if they were to play this game 10 times, I think they would cover 6 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not they cover or not, I think Alabama wins by double digits, whether that's by 10 or 21. I think it could be anywhere in that mark, but those guys in Vegas know what they're talking about. It's probably going to be around 17. They're right a lot of the times. So I would say, you know, maybe 41, 24, maybe 38-17, 38-20, like you said. Somewhere in that range, I think, is what it's going to look like. Because I think if Alabama shuts that running game down for Arkansas, or at least limits it, it might be a long day for Arkansas.
Absolutely. I'm excited. You know, I've been happy that the season's, you know, been here, but this is really, I would count Texas as a challenge, but I mean, this is Alabama's first true challenge, honestly. So I'm anxious to see, like you said, what the team's got.
Well, it was challenge. See, everything is relative. I mean, the challenge with Texas was different than what the challenge is at Arkansas. The challenge at Arkansas is because it is a conference game.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters as far as making the SEC championship game. Mm-hmm. It's on the road against a really good Arkansas team with a really good experienced quarterback, with a team that believes in what they're doing.
Yep.
Texas was a tough matchup for other reasons. Steve Sarkisian. It was 10 million degrees. It was 11 o'clock in the morning. Just the second game of the year with a lot of new faces on offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was challenging for different reasons. And this is a challenge because of just really the X's and O's and the Jimmys and the Joes. Yep. Not because of some other external factor is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%.
All right, but hey, that's going to wrap up our preview show for Alabama-Arkansas. Jake, can you believe October is just right around the corner? I mean, it's crazy. When you reach October, you know that the SEC football season is about to get fun. So we're excited about that. I know you guys that are watching, you're excited about it. But like we said at the beginning of the show, if you're not already, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and give this video a thumbs up, and jump in the comments and drop your score predictions for Alabama, Arkansas. Alabama's about a 17.5 point favorite. Me and Jake think they're going to cover that. Not sure. I think we're going to give a team Tide Talk prediction of 38-20. How does that sound, Jake?
Worse for me. I like it.
All right. So we're both going 38-20 Alabama. They cover the spread and get the big road win in Fayetteville against the Razorbacks. But for Stacey Blackwood and Jake Thomas, this has been another episode of Tide Talk Live. And until next time, roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.